How do our brains respond to the extreme distorted features of this bust by the Austrian artist Franz Xaver Messerschmidt? Here's neuroscientist Eric Kandel.
It's often pointed out that being in an Austrian tradition is really one of the precursors of Freud thinking so heavily about how emotion is expressed in facial gestures. What affect is he conveying here? Is it shyness or is it sense of guilt having done something wrong? He didn't give the names to these sculptures. They were given afterwards. Who knows what he was thinking?
The brain has a highly developed facial recognition system involving cells in interconnected areas. Together, they create a gestalt or perception that's more than the sum of its parts, not just facial features, but an interpretation of them.
Face is perceived as a gestalt. It has to have all the key features, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, etc. If you exaggerate those features, the cells go wild. If you push the eyes together, push them apart, they're wild. Why is that important? That makes us realize why caricature, expressionist painting, these have such a powerful impact on us because they exaggerate features dramatically.
Press play to learn about the artist and his unusual process.